Let's open our Bibles to Romans 13. Every time we're near a major national event, I speak to that event. We're coming up on the election season. I would like to give you the biblical convictions of a citizen of heaven who is living on earth. When we come to the National Right to Life Sunday in January, I'll speak on abortion. When we come to other great events like that. But this morning, I'd like to talk about the whole idea of our responsibilities in our culture. We're witnessing the most publicized, the most expensive, and perhaps what believers one day may look back on as a turning point election in American history. Yet, with all the hype in the news, we must always step back and look at each part of our life, even national news, from the perspective of God's Word. And the fact that we have any liberties to exercise our personal convictions and live as we do is a gift from God, because it's unique, this time we live in. There is no assurance that we will always have such freedoms. Most believers, for most of history, have not had what we enjoy here in America and some of the other parts of the world, and what we've enjoyed for so long. I thought of that as I went from meeting to meeting to meeting, with no opposition, with just freedom to preach the Word of God. What a time we live in. But as believers, when we face our opportunity to vote, we do so remembering that at any time we vote, our voting should be a reflection of our convictions based on the Word of God, not on our political party, not on our economic condition or who can give us what we need, but rather on biblical convictions. This morning, we need to consider the question, what are the biblical convictions of a citizen of heaven on earth? And if we were to apply the whole Bible, if we were to take all 66 books, all of the revelation about God, and apply that to answer the questions, especially as they relate to the current climate of our American society, I would say that the God of the Bible has clearly revealed His convictions. Okay? So maybe either you have convictions or you don't about the current issues. Back up for a minute and look at what God's convictions are, and then each of us should align our convictions to match up with God's convictions. And so from the Word of God, God would declare this morning, He has four very strong convictions when it comes to this election season. Number one, God is pro-life. God is absolutely opposed to abortion and euthanasia. Secondly, God is pro-marriage. God is eternally opposed to gay and lesbian unions, as well as divorce, adultery, fornication, pornography, and any other form of immorality that destroys the soul of His people and of society. Thirdly, God is pro-justice. God is constantly opposed to murder, to violence, to discrimination, to prejudice, and to any abuse of the weak, the poor, and the unborn. And God is the one who invented and commanded capital punishment, and He expects all societies to have a just legal system. Now, of course, they don't all, but He expects them to. And He will hold the rulers accountable at the judgment for what they did in the time of rule He gave them. And finally, God is pro-work. God is equally opposed to indolence, sloth, entitlements, oppression of the poor by the rich, and also every form of false hope produced through gambling and lotteries.